Put the tray on the table, Edith.
Yes, Mum.
Good. Now you'd better fetch the ice bucket.
Yes, Mum.
Did you manage to get the ice out of those little tin trays?
Yes, Mum. I had a bit of a struggle, though, but it's all right.
And you filled the little trays up again with water?
Yes, Mum.
Very good, Edith. You're making giant strides.
Yes, Mum.
Madame O'Carty, Mrs. Bradman and I will have our coffee in here after dinner, and Mr. Condamine and Dr. Bradman will have theirs in the dining room. Is that quite clear?
Yes, Mum.
And when you're serving dinner, Edith, try to remember to do it calmly and methodically.
Yes, Mum.
As you're not in the Navy, it's unnecessary to do everything at the double.
Very good, Mum.
Now go and get the ice.
Yes, Mum.
Not at a run, Edith.
Yes, Mum.
Ah, no sign of the advancing hordes?
Not yet.
Oh, there's no ice.
It's coming. I've been trying to discourage Edith from being quite so fleet of foot. You mustn't mind if everything is a little slow motion tonight.
I shall welcome it. The last few days have been extremely agitating. What do you suppose induced Agnes to leave us and go and get married?
The reason was becoming increasingly obvious, dear.
Yes, but in these days nobody thinks anything of that sort of thing. She could have popped into the cottage hospital, had it, and popped out again.
Her social life would have been seriously undermined.
Yes, we must keep Edith...